The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. That is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. And the hottest podcast can only be found at WGNPlus.com. Man, if you want to stalk me on Facebook, you most certainly can. I know I'm always throwing that Facebook out there, but I get the numbers up, so... Facebook is Sean Green Show Media if you want to check me out there. And if you want to find me on Twitter, is at Sean Green Show if you want to check me out there. Jam-packed show today. And we have kind of like an early edition of movies. A lot of stuff coming out this weekend. So I'm going to get right into it with Eric Davis, managing editor at Fandango.com, movies.com. He's on the Super Celebrity Hotline. He joins us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
So we got a couple movies coming out. One I'm really looking forward to, and it's getting a lot of buzz, and I want to talk to you about that, and that's The Martian. So how believable is this movie?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, if you like going to see movies in IMAX, this is the week and the weekend. Between The Walk and The Martian, both very good movies. The Martian is borderline great movie, really good. It stars Matt Damon. He plays. It's based on a book. Matt Damon plays an astronaut who gets stuck on Mars when his crew leaves, thinking that he died in this really bad dust storm. But he didn't die, and now he has to figure out a way to survive long enough on Mars in order for a rescue attempt to be made from NASA. So, you know, a lot of the time we're with him on Mars, and he's sort of acting like a MacGyver, like trying to, like, figure out ways to survive. And at the other time, you know, NASA is back on Earth trying to figure out, okay, what do we do here? And because the team that left him is, like, halfway back already to Earth. So there's all kinds of complicated stuff in it. It's a very nerdy movie. It's fun because it's like a big blockbuster that's really about problem solving and science and math. It kind of makes science and math look cool. Matt Damon, this is one of the best roles I've ever seen him in. Everything you like about Matt Damon, the being heroic, charismatic, funny, you know, it's all wrapped up in this one role. And yeah, man, it's just a really good movie. It's got thrills, it's got chills. I was crying at the very end.
What?
It really is just a complete entertaining experience, and I highly recommend it. That it's among my top three favorite movies of the year right now, and I can't recommend it enough. So yeah, The Martian is definitely my pick for the week.
Yeah, and a lot of critics that from what I've been reading, they were saying like how this film felt like it was three films into one, and it's something, you know, as far as really Scott. I never thought that he can actually pull this off because you have the people back on Earth, the people on the actual ship, and then you have Matt Damon. So, and Matt Damon's been out promoting this movie hard. So I'm really excited to see this movie.
Yeah, no, and it works well. You know, it's based on a book that a lot of people really like, a self-published book, actually. And it works. You know, it's got a great cast. And they kind of bounce back and forth between all the different stories. They give each one its due, you know. Even the minor characters are fleshed out in this and sort of have their own stories. And yeah, Damon's been out promoting it, but, you know, it's worth it. It's one of his. It's a performance that I'm sure he's proud of because he's really good in this. And I haven't seen him this good in a long time. So I definitely think people will dig it. And, you know, Ridley Scott... this guy's a really great filmmaker, you know. I think with the right material and the right script, I mean, this is the guy that did Blade Runner, he did Alien, he did Gladiator. You know, this is a guy that can really make a movie. He just needs the right material, and this time he was matched up with the right material, and it's really good.
All right, and we also have The Walk, and that movie's been making actually some news as of today. People it was reported that people were experiencing vertigo because this film being shot in, you know, in IMAX, and people going to see it in IMAX, and it feels that real. Is that something to actually look forward to?
It definitely feels real. I will say this, that I saw it on the second largest movie screen in the world. There's an IMAX in New York City where I saw this near Lincoln Center, and I saw it in 3D. So I basically saw the version of this movie that's as intense as you can get. And, yeah, it's intense. You know, the first two-thirds of this film, they're pretty light. They're funny. They're light on story. They're light on character growth. It's kind of quirky. You know, this guy, Philip Petit, who walked on a wire between the Twin Towers, he really did this back in the 70s. You know, he's a bit of a wackadoo. And so the movie, you know, it's funny. It's not a lot of depth to it. But then the last half of the movie, the last quarter of the movie, when he goes, when they break into the Twin Towers and he makes his attempt to walk on the wire, it is a very intense experience in IMAX 3D. It's probably one of the greatest 3D experiences I've ever had in this modern age of 3D, and one of the best IMAX experiences I've ever had. But with that said, if you are afraid of heights, if you are someone who can experience vertigo from seeing a movie in 3D IMAX, you know, then keep that in mind, because yes, it is a very intense sort of experience. But I live for that kind of stuff. It's almost like going on an amusement ride for me in some ways. And it's also really captivating entertainment. You know, it's not just all wang bang special effects. It's a really thrilling sequence and an emotional sequence and a spiritual sequence. You know, just one of the coolest sequences I've seen this year. But yeah, it's check your fear of heights at the door.
Wow.
I'll say that.
Now, at movies.com, and I love reading all the cool articles on movies.com, and one of the things that I actually saw, and I don't know how this slipped past me, because Back to the Future was one of those movies I grew up with, and I watched it numerous times, you know, and... You know, there's a short film that's out, and you have an article on that. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, you know, next month you're going to see a lot of Back to the Future stuff. October 21st, 2015, they're releasing a big DVD box set to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the original film. They picked October 21st because if you're familiar with Back to the Future, in the sequel, in Back to the Future Part 2,
yeah,
the day that they, and the year that they travel to is October 21st, 2015. So on that day, we're getting this DVD box set. In that DVD box set is this new short film that stars Doc, you know, Christopher Lloyd, reprising his role as Doc Brown. And the short film, from what we've been told, there's a teaser of it online, but from what we've been told is the short film will tell you why our 2015 is not like the 2015 in Back to the Future Part 2 with its flying cars and its 19th Jaws film and all that kind of, and the hoverboards and all that stuff. So you can only watch the short, though, with the box set. That's only where it's available. I don't know if it'll be available online at all, but right now it's just going to be with the box set. And then other than that, you know, there's a rumor that Nike is going to announce power lacing sneakers, which, you know, are from the sequel to Back to the Future Part 2. And, you know, they're having all sorts of events. I think in L.A. they're having a big event. So, you know, if you're a Back to the Future fan, definitely get online and start Googling around, because they're doing huge celebrations of the movie and the franchise next month to coincide with the 30th anniversary, you know, not to mention, you know, also the DVD box set and stuff like that. So I happen to be a mega nerd for Back to the Future. It's like my favorite movie of all time. So so I'm very excited about some of those stuff. And I wish I could get out to L.A. because they're doing some really cool stuff out there, you know, with cameos, appearances from the cast and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting time to be a Back to the Future.
Yeah, and how cool would it be if the Cubs actually win the World Series? Because it was predicted in that movie that the Cubs will win the World Series. And we are in the playoffs, so I hope we do win the World Series because that will bring it full circle there. Now, one thing about movies.com, and you had this on there as well, and I didn't get a chance to actually bring this up to you before we started talking, was there's a Game of Thrones movie actually happening now?
You know, they go back and forth. This guy, George R. R. Martin, the guy who writes Game of Thrones, he's still writing them. I think he's got like two books still he's got to write. He's a little bit all over the place, you know. Sometimes you get the guy quoting, saying there's going to be a movie, and then he'll come and say, no, there's not going to be a movie. You know, as of right this second, I do not think they're working on a movie. However, HBO did a movie for Entourage after that ended. You know, they did a movie for Sex and the City after that series ended. So I think that we're going to see a Game of Thrones movie at some point, probably to complete the series or some kind of variation of that, because I just think if you look at the history of HBO and you look at how behemoth the fan base is for Game of Thrones, and it really is a big screen property. They showed some of the last episodes of not this past season, I think the season before. They showed them in IMAX at some point over the winter. So, you know, they definitely are testing the waters when it comes to Game of Thrones on the big screen. And it's a very cinematic show. It's a very cinematic property. So it's a no-brainer. I just don't think that people that are involved with the show want to commit to say that there's going to be a movie at this time. So there was a quote from George R. R. Martin, but then he came back and said, no, there's no movie being worked on at this time. I think there will be a movie eventually, just nothing that's happening right now.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and contributing editor at fandango.com. Make sure you check him out on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. That's E-R-I-K Davis if you want to check him out on Twitter. Check out The Martian and also check out The Walk. Both great movies. They're out this weekend. The Martian is out tomorrow. And if you want to pre-order your tickets, make sure you go to fandango.com and also check out movies.com for all the cool articles and all the cool news and movies. If you want to check that out, go to movies.com. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.